Hello, everyone. Welcome to the June 6, 2016 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. So, let's take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for June 6 to June 12th and beyond? On Tuesday, June 7th, Mercury changes signs, leaving Aries and entering Taurus. Mercury has been in Aries for quite a while, since April 2nd, due to having gone through a retrograde phase while in this sign. Now, the planet of communications and rational thinking finally gets to move on in the zodiac. Interesting thing about Mercury changing signs on Tuesday, this is the very day that the last of the big primaries in the U.S. presidential contest are happening, and Mercury is the planet of making choices. When a planet is changing signs, its significations are weakened. So, likely there will be some confusion about the results of the voting. Anyways, for the next few weeks, the planet of communications and rational thinking will manifest through the agency of Taurus, the sign of material value. For instance, when it comes to information, Taurus is always thinking of how the data can be turned into profit. Also, since Taurus is a stubborn bull, it doesn't change its mind readily. In other words, having a strong attachment to one's own ideas. As soon as Mercury enters Taurus, it will be directly opposite retrograde Mars. The exact opposition is on Thursday, June 9th. This puts the planet of rational thinking and making choices against the planet of impatience, aggression, and conflict. Obviously, not the best time to be making important decisions. Mercury is communications, therefore speaking and writing. Mars is combat. This opposition creates a high potential for forceful speech and argument. The energy of the planet of force influencing Mercury's facts and data also causes distortion of the information, which can manifest as prevarication, in other words, lies. So, keep a fistful of salt handy when evaluating any news reports this week. Fortunately, Mercury moves fairly quickly, so by the following week, the influence of Mars is not such a problem. At the end of this week, on Sunday, June 12th, Venus changes signs, leaving Taurus and entering Gemini. Venus in Gemini is not a bad thing. Venus is the planet of agreement. Gemini is the sign of consensus. Venus is the planet of relationship. Gemini is flexible and adaptable. There aren't any negative planets aspecting, so this combination will help people see each other's point of view and encourage finding compromise. Also, note that with Mercury now in Venus's sign, Taurus, and Venus in Mercury's sign, Gemini, this creates a Parivartana Yoga in the zodiac. When planets are in each other's signs, they form a strong relationship with each other. Since Venus and Mercury are friends in Vedic astrology, this bond between them helps to bring out their better natures. Thus, Mercury, the planet of reasons and explanations, gets boosted by Venus's signification of guidance. Venus, the planet of romance, gets boosted by Mercury, the communications planet. The relationship between Venus and Mercury lasts for as long as Mercury is in Taurus, until June 26th, when Mercury will then enter Gemini, its own sign, and join up with Venus in the sign of consensus, which is also a good thing. So, there you go. Some good news for a change. Okay, that's it for this week. Thanks for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week on Twitter @AstroNewsReport.